At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. For the past week, we've been walking through the final days of Jesus' earthly ministry leading up to his crucifixion. But today, we celebrate the most significant event in human history, his resurrection. This is the moment that changed everything, proving that Jesus is exactly who he claimed to be, the Son of God, the Messiah, and the Savior of the world. Our key verse for today is Matthew 28:6. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Today, we begin a new journey, one that shifts our focus from the suffering of the cross to the victory of the empty tomb. The resurrection of Jesus is the cornerstone of our faith. It is what separates Christianity from every other belief system in the world. Other religions' leaders have lived and died, but only Jesus conquered the grave. If Christ had not risen, our faith would be in vain. But because he lives, we have hope, redemption, and the promise of eternal life. Paul makes this clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 17 through 19. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ only in this life, we are of all people most to be pitied. But praise God, because Jesus did rise. And today, we're going to walk through what happened that faithful morning, the reactions of those who first witnessed the resurrection, and what it means for us today. Early Sunday morning, as the sun was rising, a small group of women went to Jesus' tomb. They were not expecting to find an empty grave. They were coming to anoint his body with burial spices. Their hearts were heavy with grief, and they were still in shock from the events of the past few days. But when they arrived, something was different. The massive stone that had been rolled in front of the tomb was no longer there. The tomb was open. Matthew chapter 28, verses 2 through 4 describes what happens. It says, "And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook from fear and became like dead men." Can you imagine the fear and confusion that they must have felt? The Roman guards who had been stationed there were paralyzed with terror. And inside the tomb, Jesus' body was gone. Then the angel spoke, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. But he is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying." And at that moment, everything changed. The grave was empty because Jesus had risen. The women were the first to hear the news of the resurrection, and they were given a mission. Matthew chapter 28, verse 7 records the angel's instructions. He says, "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." The woman left the tomb with a mixture of fear and joy, running to tell the disciples. But something incredible happened on the way. Jesus himself appeared to them. Matthew chapter 28, verses 9 through 10 says, "And behold, Jesus met them and said, 'Rejoice!' And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go, bring word to my brothers to leave for Galilee, and there they will see me.'" This is powerful. The first people Jesus appeared to after his resurrection were not kings or religious leaders, but a group of faithful women. This shows us that God values those the world often overlooks, and he entrusts his most important messages to those with a willing heart. Meanwhile, the Roman guards who had witnessed the angel rolling away the stone were left in panic. They knew that this event was beyond human explanation, but instead of believing, they reported back to the chief priest in Matthew chapter 28, verse 12 through 13. It says, "And when they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers and said, 'You are to say, his disciples came at night and stole him while we were asleep.'" Now think about that. The religious leaders knew something miraculous had happened, yet they chose to spread a lie rather than believe. This shows us an important truth. No amount of evidence will convince someone whose heart is hardened against God. Some people reject Jesus not because of lack of proof, but because they refuse to submit to him. The resurrection is not just an event in history. It is the foundation of our faith. Because Jesus is alive, our sins are forgiven. Because Jesus is alive, we have victory over death. Because Jesus is alive, we have a living hope. Jesus intercedes for us as our high priest, and we have the promise of eternal life. This is why we celebrate. This is why we rejoice. Jesus is not dead. He is alive. The question now is, what will you do with this truth? The empty tomb demands a response. The woman who saw Jesus ran to tell others. The disciples who encountered the risen Christ were transformed. But what about you? If you have not placed your faith in Jesus, his resurrection is proof that he is the only way to salvation. So will you surrender your life to him today? And if you are a believer, are you living in the power of the resurrection? Are you sharing this good news with others? Are you walking in his victory, knowing that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you today? Today, we celebrate the greatest victory the world has ever known. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. And because of that, everything has changed. Now, tomorrow, we will continue this journey by looking at the moments when Jesus appeared to his followers, proving that he had truly risen. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.